This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
First up, we're going to hear from Peaches. Peaches doesn't really need any introduction, but she does actually have a brand new album out. It was released here on the 25th of September. The album is called Rub. We're going to be featuring some of the songs from that album tonight as well. So I spoke to her last week. She was in LA at the time, and I started by asking how the new album is being received.
Yeah, it's only been out for a week, and it's been incredible, you know. I went to see Grace Jones play, which is the ultimate thing you can do in the world, and I suggest everybody in their lifetime go see her. But it was great, because when I was there, so many people would just, like, walk by me and would go, like, oh, my God, Rub is such a good album. It was so nice. Like, already people knew about it, and it was really exciting.
And you've got some great artists featured on the record with you as well. There's Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. You've got Feist, Simone Jones as well.
Yeah.
So how did those collaborations come about?
Well, Simone Jones is actually my niece, and she's just about to blow up in the world. She's a great musician, and so I was excited that I could, you know, have her part of the album. Feist, you know, she was my roommate in Canada, and we're good friends. And it was really, when I had the song Mean Something, there was just a really nice chorus, and I thought she would be a great person to sing it, and she sang it, and then she added these oohs after it, just like, ooh, just like, I don't know, the way she does in her quiet, powerful way, and, you know, just made the song, like, super special, and I'm really proud of it. And with Kim Gordon, it was just a matter of I had a beat, and we invited her over. Hopefully, maybe she could come up with something. And she came up with it in one take and just did this great hook, and I just went from there. And it's cool, because I think about, you know, the Sonic Youth song Cool Thing, where she features Chuck D from Public Enemy. So she's kind of like my Chuck D on that song.
And so she's on Close Up, which is the current single, which is a great song. So you've had two singles so far. There was Light in Places and then Close Up. One song stands out for me as being a bit different and certainly a bit darker than the others, and that's Free Drink Ticket. Is there a story behind that song that you can tell us?
Yeah, there's a dirty rotten bastard that did me wrong.
It's
like, you know, when you're in love with someone and something happens very hurtful, and then it's amazing, you know, that you emotionally switch from, like, the person that you love the most to hate. So I want, you know, I'm always about raw, really raw, direct feelings, and I was feeling like I wanted to kill this person, and I thought, that is crazy. I was so in love with this person, now I want to kill them. So I decided to record a song, and then, you know, I actually really felt like it turned out very powerful and poetic. So I used it on the album.
I mean, I know that's what you do with a lot of your work, but is it hard to record something so personal and put it out there for everybody to listen to?
It's not something that I, you know, in that way, like I do, like, a, you know, I talk a lot about, like, personal politics, but, you know, this was a different, very emotional. I mean, Teachers of Peaches was also quite a breakup album, to be honest, like, Fuck the Pain Away and stuff like that, but this was just being, like, really direct. I've never done that before in that way, like, specifically about a person, you know, who's gonna hear it and stuff like that. But it just, I don't know, it just, like, tapped into something larger than just, like, me talking, you know, about this person. I think it really is very relatable, and just like you said in the last Australian interview I just did before you, also was, like, pointing out this song as something relatable, as something that, you know, different but really interesting for everybody.
It is relatable. I mean, we've all been through that.
We've all been there.
Exactly.
We all want to see the harm come to those you love because of hate, you know, because of hurt. But, you know, you don't really want to kill them, but you do in your mind. But, you know, you get over it.
Now, your videos are always amazing as well, and you've got videos released for both of the singles. Can we expect to see a video for all of the songs on Rub?
Oh, yeah. Actually, have you seen there's also one for Dick in the Air. Have you seen that one
No, I haven't seen that one.
That's with Margaret Cho.
Oh, really wow. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you should check that out. So the song's called Dick in the Air, and it's me and Margaret Cho, and we have these nude male suits. Hers is yellow because she's Asian, and mine is pink because I'm Caucasian. And mine has pubic hair of an old man and old man balls. So, you know, and we just go around L.A. using our equipment.
I am going to check that out as soon as we finish the interview. Sounds great.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
So you've actually got a book out at the moment as well that was released in July called What Else Is in the Teachers of Peaches.
Yeah.
And one of the people, I know that one of the people who wrote something for that book for you was Ellen Page. And yeah. she's been reported quite a bit in the press lately for saying that a long time she didn't feel that she could be openly gay and continue a successful career. Is there anything, because, I mean, you're kind of the opposite of that. You've always just been yourself, basically, and comfortable with that. So is there anything that you would say to someone worried about being open about their true self, whether or not it's their sexual orientation or their gender identity, to just, you know, let go of those fears?
I guess they've got to find a way to feel comfortable, you know. And I'm glad that Ellen turned to my music and that helped her give her strength to feel comfortable with herself. So I just think that people really have to find a way. It's so important. You cannot let that go. You have to be comfortable in your own body and become who you need to be.
And that book that you've got out, What Else Is in the Teachers of Peaches, for people who don't know about that project, can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Yeah, it's more than just like a, it actually starts more on a personal level, which is just like pictures of me like hanging around and, I don't know, lying around with my parents or just like smoking a joint or doing whatever. And then it goes into sort of like backstage and then on stage stuff, you know, but usually you just see backstage and on stage, but it just is a quite intimate look. And the photographer, Holger Tolinsky, you know, I didn't know him before we started the project, and we didn't even know we had a project. He just came to one show, and he just kept saying, can I tag along here and there? And he was just so lovely, so we just kept doing it. And then after 4 years, he said, I think we should be making a book, and he showed me like 8,000 pictures. And then, you know, we continued for 2 more years to round it off and made sure that there was really special things to me and my life that were in the book. And I think it's really great and very different from other sort of like artist books for, you know, showing musicians or whatever.
Now, Peaches, you're nominated for an award at the moment as well that people can vote for that's Canadian-based.
Yeah. I actually need everybody to vote for this because it's amazing. Like, I've never been recognized by Canada for anything, and right now they're going to recognize my album, The Teachers of Peaches, for this Heritage Award. So I need everybody to vote. Everybody. So there's actually a website address, and it's very easy. I'm in the 2000s section. So I wonder if I could, you know, read off the this website, so then if people go there, they can just vote for me.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, here we go. It's polarismusicprize.ca/heritage-prize/. And when you go there, you go to the 2000s, and you'll see Teachers of Peaches, and you just press vote.
Peaches, thanks so much for chatting to us here at Joy. The new album, Rub, is fantastic. Everybody should check it
out.
And also get online and check out the videos as well, because they're always fantastic.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.